Hi, you're on the edge with me, Max Kaiser. Let's get right into it, shall we? Time to go to Austin, Texas to talk to Info Warrior Alex Jones. Alex, welcome to On the Edge.
Max, thanks for having me.
Alex Jones, almost everything you've been warning about since 9/11 has come to pass. First, of course, you were ridiculed, but what you have been investigating for years is now being reported on the front pages of the mainstream media. Let's start with a story just out this past week, Top Secret America, a Washington Post investigation into the massive and very expensive surveillance state that has emerged since 9/11. You've been warning about this for years. Tell us about it. What is the Washington Post still not reporting on this story, Alex Jones?
Well, I mean, it's like a month and a half ago, the Washington Post in its Spy Talk section admitted that the Bin Laden video that we've been shown so many times was a CIA fake, and that it was a CIA actor playing the part of Osama Bin Laden. But going back 8 years ago, I could look at that video and tell that the guy's nose was twice the size. He'd suddenly gained 100 pounds. They separately had linguists in France and in Canada who went over the voice and said that it wasn't Osama Bin Laden. They had experts that did the voice key test and discovered that it wasn't Bin Laden. So it was common sense. I knew that wasn't Bin Laden 8 years ago. But now the Washington Post comes out and throws it in our face that it wasn't Bin Laden. But it was still the patriotic duty of the government and the CIA to put out a fake Bin Laden video so they could scare everybody into attacking Afghanistan and Iraq. And so now it's come out that Google is all over the world spying on everyone and intercepting people's broadband connections. And I knew many years ago that Google had been funded since its inception by CIA and NSA DARPA money, and that Google itself could beat out all its competition because they were given basically NSA keyword search software as the basis of their search system. I've also noticed that Google is allowed to get away with things in courts, not just here, but as far away as Australia, that other companies aren't allowed to do, showing that they have an inside track in the military-industrial complex. And we know the Internet was created by DARPA and the CIA in the last 30 years to a great extent. And so this is part of their full-spectrum dominance. We know Microsoft has been deeply involved with the military-industrial complex. So all of these companies basically form this infrastructure where select corporate groups are basically absorbing the government, not just merging with the government, but absorbing the government. This is part of global corporate governance. That's what the New World Order is. That's what the UN says it is. That's what the Club of Rome, Council on Foreign Relations, all these major think tanks admit that they're setting up is a private global government that we will pay our carbon taxes to and other global taxes to directly to the private central banks that have engineered the world financial collapse. This is economic warfare. It's also high-tech warfare where they are basically weaponizing the Internet now that they've gotten everyone addicted to it. But the good news is the planet is now waking up to this and striking back against this illegal takeover.
All right, so this phrase, Top Secret America, as talked about in the Washington Post, and the nearly 2,000 companies that are involved in this, and the intellectual property and information technology firms that are amassed in this, what's being called the fourth part of government, the fourth division of government. This is now a recognition of some of the phrases that you've been using over the years, such as New World Order, global, and we've talked about also on your show, the idea of a new global bank that would supersede all the other central banks and work with the Bank of International Settlements to introduce a world currency, a new world currency, which was bandied about at the last G8 meeting. I believe it was the Russian president who had a new world currency, a new gold-backed world currency. So now you've got the Washington Post. Now you've got mainstream media. They come up with this phrase, top secret America in the fourth branch of government. Alex Jones has got the new world order thought or meme that he's been working on for years. Now it seems as though these two have come together, and America cannot deny anymore that since 9/11, there's been an emergence of a covert parallel government in their own country that is draining hundreds of billions, if not trillions of dollars, and their agenda has nothing to do with anything in the Constitution. True or false, Alex Jones?
No, Max, that's absolutely right. It's a shadow corporate government, and this was going on a long time before 9/11. It just accelerated and expanded. And so you have these select mega massive corporations that have larger GDPs than most governments. They come in, they buy off your politicians, whether it's European nations, England, or the United States, and then they basically jack into the government and start looting the treasury for themselves. But they know that as their private corporate empire becomes more and more powerful, that they can't hide it, so they set up a police state to guard it. And this is 840,000+ spies in corporate government that have the highest security level. There are giant auxiliaries of hundreds and hundreds of thousands more who work in InfraGuard with the FBI and millions of others at the state level. They're basically liaisons to the federal government spying. So it's a total conversion from a free open society to a tyranny run by select corporations. And this way they can shut down their competition. This way they have control of the regulatory agencies with this revolving door between these elite corporations and government regulatory positions. This way they have an incredible unfair trade advantage, and it's just outrageously criminal.
Talk a little bit more, talk a little bit more about InfraGuard. This is a phrase, I'm not really that familiar with it. Talk a little bit more about this.
Well, InfraGuard began to be declassified in the last 4 years. And post 9/11, it's part of infrastructure protection. And hundreds of thousands of executives, even in smaller companies, all over the United States, and England has set up a similar system because this is a corporate governance. And basically, the corporations have gone in and lobbied government to give the corporate chiefs and their minions, their adjuncts, governmental power. And so it's been reported that of these hundreds of thousands of InfraGuard officers who have FBI clearance, that they've been given license to kill orders during martial law and are able to carry out extrajudicial killings inside the United States. So basically, these corporate mobsters have just lobbied government to have government give them a literal 007 license to kill powers and to spy on the population as part of infrastructure protection. But infrastructure protection doesn't mean protecting the nation. It means protecting this criminal hijacking of the United States by these private interests. So InfraGuard is really a subset, kind of like Russian dolls, within this larger surveillance spy America that is now being admitted. And even the Washington Post admission of 800,000+ high-level spies in the corporate structure is only the tip of the iceberg. The entire economy is being converted over into prisons, surveillance, police, and media control. We also see a big move by the FCC, by the Federal Trade Commission, and by at least six of Obama's czars. And this, of course, started under Bush, but has accelerated under Obama. So we see this congruent a passing of the baton here, literally no difference, just differences in the rhetoric, to where now they want to tax alternative blogs and alternative media that is supplanting this corporate board, this propaganda media. They want to use taxpayer money and taxes on the alternative media to fund, quote, a government megaphone to bolster old line broadcast TV, cable, and newsprint. So in the info war, the alternative media is beginning to defeat these people because they've been unmasked and revealed as total criminal frauds. And so they're rushing in with this perfect storm of old dinosaur media and government and these corrupt corporations that have all merged. They're rushing in to now try to block free speech and bring in, quote, Chinese-style net censorship from Australia to the United States. It's really happening. It can happen here. It is happening here because we are actually giving them a run for their money. Free humanity is beginning to awaken and really overthrow this system. And so I believe they're going to launch a massive false flag attack on the internet sooner rather than later to blame it on foreign enemies and, quote, take control of the web and end freedom on the web in the name of saving it. But really, all you'll have is several thousand big corporate websites that you're allowed to visit. This is the public plan announced by the Internet 2 Consortium, where major corporations and the Western governments are going to divide the internet up amongst themselves, and they're going to give corporate policing powers over the web to private interests, namely the NSA's public face known as Google. It isn't just that Google works with the NSA and CIA. They are an NSA-CIA creation. They are a front.
Talking about blogs for a second, over 73,000 blogs were taken down in the U.S. this week by force, with the FBI alleging that, perhaps conveniently, Al-Qaeda were planting secret materials on the servers. Now, when this happens in China, there is a blogospheric uproar in the U.S. But when it's done on American soil, people seem to accept it in the name of so-called security. Your thoughts, Alex Jones?
Absolutely. I mean, that's a great point, Max. You have 73,000 blogs, most of which were owned and run by U.S. citizens. There's no judge, no jury. The White House and the Justice Department just order that they disappear because Al-Qaeda might be implanting messages on these blogs. I mean, give me a break. But when you really read what Cass Sunstein, the regulations are, has said at the White House on record, he has said that they need to shut down criticism of man-made global warming. He said they need to shut down anyone criticizing the official fable of what happened 9 years ago on September 11th. He has said they want to put a tax on alternative media or, quote, maybe even outlaw it. Elena Kagan, about to be confirmed to the United States Supreme Court, she's on record in a white paper she wrote saying that they could, quote, disappear speech and that the government will decide what is bad speech and what is good speech. So these are authoritarians in the classical sense, and they are brazenly right now really launching a cyber war. In the last 2 weeks, we've seen an incredible intensification of hacks and attacks and websites being removed. And we've had attempted hacks on my Alex Jones channel on YouTube. It's had over 54 million views. One of our auxiliary channels that's had more than 17 million views was hacked. The Obama deception on that particular version had 6.5 million views and was even going more viral. And that film, of course, exposes the banking takeover, the cybersecurity takeover. We lay it all out. Even though the film was made a year and a half ago, it was evergreen. And so I believe YouTube and Google, because there's no way somebody else could have guessed our passcode, snuck in there and removed it. But then the backlash was so big 3 days in that they were forced to restore it.
Now, talk about a little bit more about your film, The Obama Deception, Alex Jones. It had millions of views. It was on YouTube. It was off. It was on. But we were discussing this at length earlier in the week. It appears as though the people in Washington don't like the idea that the name Obama, when you search it now on the web, it'll come up with the word deception. Because remember, this is a guy who ran in 2008 equating Obama with hope. But that's become Obama now equals deception. And, of course, your film, The Obama Deception, probably one of the most successful independent films ever to be on YouTube. Talk a little bit about the controversy this week.
Well, notice, Max, that as soon as Obama got elected, his approval rating started plunging from 80-plus percent now down to 40. And as you've pointed out, 2 years ago you typed the name Hope in, you would get Barack Obama. Now you type Deception in, and you get Obama, or you type Obama in, you get Deception. And up until last week, this had happened in the last month, if you type the name Obama, President Obama, or Barack Obama, or President Obama in, the number one link was not the White House, was not the official site of Barack Obama. It was the Obama deception, and this particular link, there's hundreds of versions of it out there, this particular link on YouTube that had 6.5 million views. Total, it's had conservatively more than 25 million views. And so they, the system hacked into our YouTube account on Saturday when it was really starting to grow and getting hundreds of thousands of views a day. It was growing even faster, and deleted that video. And so then suddenly my film, The Obama Deception, was not at the top anymore. In fact, it was down on the second page. So you were getting all the hope and change baloney. So they couldn't allow that meme or that logo to enter the psychology that Obama equals deception, and so they knocked it out. There was such a huge backlash to this, and it caused people to then search the term the Obama deception. It became the number one on Google Trends, but then Google just erased that, and if you searched it, it says does not appear, and there are tens of thousands. So they just knocked it from number one completely out of their trends. Then I told people, well, let's counter this. Let's enter the term Google spies. That became number one yesterday, and they just deleted it. They are in there rigging this, and Google and the NSA are the ones making Lindsay Lohan and Mel Gibson number one. They're the ones that are pushing hype and issues of no significance. More and more we're seeing this system is rigged. It's a rigged casino, as you've said so much, a casino gulag system. And whenever we break the matrix, whenever we show people it's a fraud, whenever we pull back the curtain and show the little man behind it, they come running in saying, no, 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 you're not going to do that.
At InfoWars.com, you are also reporting, Alex Jones, that a group calls for hearings into Google's ties to CIA and NSA. Tell us a little more about this.
Well, that's right. A lot of major organizations that research privacy and the Fourth Amendment and a lot of former government regulators are pointing out that Google just breaks the laws everywhere. Literally, they drive around with those white vans. Not just taking photos of your house and your street, but also capturing illegally all of the wireless transmissions and then decoding it. And it turns out Google is spying on Congress. It turns out that just like the MI6 is spying on the Parliament in England, that the NSA is spying on Congress. And they're using Google because Google is outside of government regulations to do this, but it's still illegal. I mean, we see citizens everywhere being arrested for videotaping police on the street when there's no perception of privacy, and these are fraudulent charges. ABC just had that headline about increasing charges. One guy facing 16 years for videotaping the police when they pulled him over. But separately, then, Google in the United States, England, and Europe commits serious felonies and openly just grabs everybody's data and doesn't care, and major governments just drop charges against them. And so Google is just out there doing whatever they want, whenever they want, just like they take books and publish them online for free or try to sell them when they have no copyright and they get away with it and courts rule they can do it. I mean, I noticed a long time ago, Google is allowed to do things that no one else can do. They're being given very special treatment because they're basically like the Manhattan Project when they were launched 11 years ago. This is a giant Pentagon, full spectrum dominance, attempted takeover of the web. And that's why Google has been allowed to operate outside of normal rules and laws and international conventions because they are meant to be given full spectrum dominance. And then the private corporate individuals that own it, they can pay off people in government by giving them jobs later inside this information system. I mean, Google admits that more and more they're like a crystal ball for the elite. They are the ultimate trends forecaster, and they're just basically using the trends forecasting the NSA developed over 40 years ago to be able to predict mass movements in populations to almost 100 percentile. And they admit they can predict individual actions just off of cell phone movements down to 93%. And so this is a crystal ball that these corporate whores are using, and they don't like the fact that we're aware of it. So this is a tool of warfare,
right?
A tool to take over our society.
Right. It's not passive forecasting. In other words, they use the data to create propaganda, which they can forecast will be effective, because propaganda, because it attacks the subconscious, always is effective. So it's...
Well, that's right, Max. In fact, as usual, you take it to the next level. Exactly. They're not just predicting the future. They are making the future because they understand that perception is reality. When people just buy what's on the media, And so Google is literally out there forming the trends and pushing the trends. And that's why one way to defeat these people is to not be a trendy. Don't go with what the mainline corporate messages are telling you. Do the opposite of what they are selling and pushing. Whatever the New World Order corporate government wants, whatever their mockingbirds are parroting and pushing, don't regurgitate it. Don't repeat it. Go and study history and common sense and counter them and discredit them, and these thugs will fall. Because as you know, it's like a child. You take a 6-7-year-old to a magic show, and they are going to be freaking out. They're going to believe that guy is really pulling a rabbit out of a hat. They're going to really believe that he's sawing the lady in half. But once you're an adult and know what the trick is, then you laugh at yourself for being a child and being scammed by it. So once you see the matrix, once you go down the rabbit hole, there's no going back. And the population of the world is now going down the rabbit hole thanks to the work of Max Kaiser and InfoWars.com and everything we're doing. This is a diabolical, ruthless group who want torture, secret arrest. I mean, I remember watching 24 when it first came out and saying that's Pentagon Homeland Security funded. And then I saw documents and even a C-SPAN piece where Homeland Security had a birthday party for 24 and said, we've helped produce it. This is helping everybody understand that torture is good. I mean, they think we're so weak-minded that they can have some hero who tortures people's kids to get answers. And he's a good guy. And then in the real world, they're torturing people. Here's an example. We noticed at the G20 in Pittsburgh, and then this year at the G20 in Toronto, they had private security people throwing bags over people's heads and throwing people into vans and cars, unmarked black and blue vans. And then one of my cameramen, Rob Doug, actually got arrested. He was taken to a military facility. It was all a psyop. They would pull their pants off and then laugh at them. They would bring people in on trucks with bags over their heads. This was training for the military and the police, but it was private security people, illegally, it turned out, in Toronto. They hadn't gotten authorization. It was illegal to do this. And they would go up in front of news cameras and grab innocent people and put bags over their heads and throw them into vans to sell people on the image of guys in shorts and shirts or guys in camo grabbing citizens and putting bags over their heads. This is the mainlining. So all of this is operant conditioning or like dog training to just be grabbed and have bags thrown over our heads and taken away to facilities. I mean, my guy didn't have a bag thrown over his head, but he saw people being taken off with bags on their heads by private security. So this is the new precedent where this new corporate government of, it's not 800,000, it's millions. This is all mass conditioning where these private corporate people can, anytime they want, take over your business, hack your website, grab you, throw a bag over your head, and take you to a gulag. They're just training us that patriotism is torture and having a bag thrown over your head.
Alex Jones, InfoWarrior, thanks so much for being on The Edge.
Max, it's been great being here with you on The Edge.
If you want to send me an email, please do so at ontheedgeatpresstv.com. I want to thank my guest, Alex Jones. Until next time, this is Max Kaiser saying bye, y'all.